If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of James chapter 4 and also the book of Psalm chapter 39. James chapter 4 and Psalm chapter 39. Amen. I want to preach something on my heart here I'm not going to probably say anything that you've never heard before tonight. This is just going to be common reading, but this is what I have to give to you that I feel like God has given to me. James chapter 4, and we'll begin with verse number 14. If you have that, say amen. James 4 and verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Psalm 39, verse number 4. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine ages as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. What is your life? James said, it's a vapor, appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. And the psalm writer said, Lord, make me to know mine end, the measure of my days. Let me know how frail I am. Mine age is nothing. The psalm writer said, you at your best state are vanity altogether. On your good days, your life's vanity. Would you pray? Ask God to help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would help us. I pray that you would touch us in the remainder of the service. God, I pray that the Spirit of God would touch every heart, every life, that you would say what it is you would have us to say. God, anoint me, God, with my lips of clay, with the Spirit of God. I pray that you would help us like we need help. We'll love you. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing. In honor of the word of the Lord, you may be seated. I'm going to preach tonight a rather sobering message. That is the intention that I wish to deliver this to you from these passages of Scripture. Can I tell you that wasted time is worse than wasted money? You waste your money, you can work some overtime, you can regain back the money you wasted. But when you waste your time, it's never coming back. Wasted time is worse than wasted money. I've been guilty of it. You probably have too, especially on Sunday mornings. Hurry! We're running out of time. We've got to go. With that thought in mind, I want to preach to you tonight on hurry. We're running out of time. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 4 said, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Amen. I have here a clock, a timepiece, and I put a limit on myself to preach this message in 30 minutes. So I want you to see this when I flip it over. 30 minutes or thereabouts has just started. The top part of this hourglass is the present, the top globe. That is what you're living in right now. The bottom part of the hourglass is eternity. That is the life hereafter. The sands that pour through from the top into the bottom are your life. Those grains of sand that pour rapidly through from the top into the bottom, they speak to us of how that your life is quickly passing through from the present into eternity. Amen. I want to talk to us on hurry. We're running out of time. Because one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. I'd like for you to notice also what the writer said in James chapter 4. He told us of the ignorance of tomorrow because he said, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. Men have done amazing things. We have accomplished amazing feats. We figured out how to take a man or woman's heart, split their chest open, put their hands in there, take that person's heart out, operate on it, and put it back in. Sew them up. I mean, we figured out how to do some crazy, amazing feats. We can put an airplane thousands and thousands of feet into the air, and that thing will fly from the East Coast to the West Coast all the way around the world. We figured out how to take an automobile and connect some parts together, make something that you can get into and drive down the road. They have figured out how to go to excavate, go down deep into the earth and dig up bones, and they can find bones of people who died hundreds of years ago. And Sister Rita, they can look at that person's bones and dig into it, and they can give you a pretty close estimation as to how long ago they lived. And even in some cases, they can tell you of what that person may have done, what kind of life they may have lived. You see, we have figured out how to do some amazing things in this world. But there is one thing that this world cannot do. I don't care what psychic, I don't care what doctor, what a lawyer, whatever. Amen. Nobody can tell you the future. It's pretty easy to look back and determine the past, but nobody can tell you the future. You see, a doctor, when that baby is born, when someone dies, a doctor can look at that person and probably tell you how they died. But when that person is born, they cannot look at it and tell you how they're going to die, how they're going to live their life, and what they will be. You understand, only God knows the future, and God knows it well and accurately. Amen. The reality is, you cannot even predict, neither can I, what will happen in the next few minutes. The reality tonight, beloved, is you don't know if you'll live to see the sand drop the final grain from the top of the hourglass into the bottom. Amen. We don't know. We cannot predict it. Maybe you feel like you're pretty healthy. Maybe you feel pretty good. Amen. But we really don't know. Time is something that we are all running out of. We live in the top of the globe. We live in the present. We live in the here and the now. Amen. This is what you have control of. You cannot change your past, but you can change your present. Hear me, my friend. Preparing to die involves far more than riding up a wheel. It involves far more than acquiring a life insurance policy. Amen. Preparing to die, amen, means preparing your life. Amen. Your soul must be prepared to face eternity. Think about this with me. I understand that I can flip that hourglass over and the sand would quickly begin to move to the top. But with without picking that hourglass up, there is no way, Brother David, to pick up the sand that's in the eternity, the sand that is in the past, and put it in the present. It is already past. Hear me tonight. There is no way to take back the words you said last week. There's no way to take back what you did last week. But you are living in the present. You are in the top of the globe. And how you act right now in this present life, amen, will determine your destiny. And I tell you, you've got a date with destiny. It is appointed that a man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Well, Brother Joseph, I don't like thinking about that. I don't like talking about that. And neither do I. Amen. But the reality is, the Bible said it's appointed unto man wants to die, from the youngest to the eldest here. You need to be making funeral plans. And I don't mean talking to the funeral director. I mean talking to Jesus Christ at an altar and making sure there's nothing between your soul and your Savior. You're going to face God one day, and you're not going to be able to take back one grain of sand and say, I didn't mean it. I didn't want to do it. Amen. You're not going to be able to do it. And so we've got to live our life in a way that's pleasing to God now. Amen. See, God help me. Amen. You cannot see it, but I can see from where I am. The sand has formed a hole in the top, and it has begun to fall rapidly through into the bottom. That's the way our life is. Amen. The importance of life. Amen. The insignificance of a lifetime. Oh, God help us tonight. Amen. You see, we don't know tomorrow, amen, but we can create and correct our life now in preparation for tomorrow. You hear what James said? What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Next time, sister, you've got a pot of water, it's boiling on the stove, and that vapor comes up off the top of the water, and then all of a sudden it's gone. That's the way your life is. It's but a vapor. It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. We're not promised another breath. Or the insignificance. Imagine now if someone lived just to be 100 years old. Compare that to eternity. I mean, if they did live to be 111 years old. Amen. That compared to eternity is absolutely nothing. Imagine now you've gotten frustrated about something. You've got a little aggravated, and you do what we all do. You just sigh real big. You see that breath exhaled out of your body. It left your lungs. You can't pull it back in. It's gone forever. Your life is but a sigh. Amen. When it's all over, amen, you can't pull it back. You can't take it back into yourself. The psalm writer said, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Those little children's book that we read, and you read it and read it, and then they said, and they lived happily ever after. Can I tell you, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. Amen. The only way you're going to live happily ever after is if there has been blood applied to your heart. Amen. If you're living right and clean and pure before the Lord, amen, that's the only way that you can live happily ever after. Amen. No man or woman is ever going to pass from this life into the life that is to come and stand before God and say, well, I didn't live right. I didn't do what you told me to do. I disobeyed a little here and I slipped around a little there. And hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He's not going to tell you well done if you have not done well. Your life is passing through. If you're going to hear him say well done, then beloved, you're going to have to do well. Amen. You can't change last year, but you can change next year. Amen. You can't change, amen, what happened last week, but you can change what happens next week. Hurry. You're running out of time. Brother Joseph, listen to me, young folks. You say, well, I'm young. I've got a long life to live. Amen. Sister Nancy, you won't get upset with me. Amen. I don't believe. Amen. God knows I love her. Amen. But Sister Nancy, to little Emma here, you look very old. I mean, she looks at you and, her little mind can't hardly comprehend it. Amen. But oh, and just so you can remember, just a few years ago, you were her age. And time is just past. Amen. You look back and say, I remember the days of my youth when you were stable on your feet. You didn't need this walking. You didn't need that cane. Amen. You go out and get behind that boat and she'd water ski, she told me. Amen. Back in the days of youth. Amen. But now, steps, I'm not against you, but steps have grown feeble because time is quickly passing by. Amen. But hear me. Don't think that you're guaranteed to live, amen, a long life like our sister has. Amen. The reality is more people die in their work clothes than they do in their pajamas. More people die unexpectedly than they do expectedly. Amen. Hear me. It's appointed and a man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Tragic accidents have taken people into eternity. Amen. They've drawn their last breath and never knew when they did it. Can I preach for a little bit about the reality of hellfire and brimstone? Amen. You see, there is a hereafter. There is an eternity. Amen. Your life is passing right now from the present into the future. And if you live your life in a way that is not pleasing to God, you will spend eternity in a place called hell. The Bible said, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Hear me, young people. You need to make funeral plans. You need to make future plans. Amen. Because it could be just a tragic accident. I don't want you to live in fear the rest of your life. I don't want you to do that. Don't go around in fear and afraid to get in the car. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see now, you don't have to live in fear. Amen. But you will pass into eternity. You see, I can take in my hand now. I have took my life and I am carrying with me my life. Amen. What the future holds, I have now in my hands. What will I do? Look now very close. That's how quickly your life is passing through from the present into the past. Every breath that we breathe, you are one breath closer unto eternity. God help me preach. Amen. I'm not against this. I'm not doom. I'm not gloom. I'm not down on on us, but I feel like helping you tonight to take hold that hurry. We are running out of time. The Bible said for the days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, 80 years, yet is there strength and labor sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. You see the insignificance of our life. Amen. But though your life is insignificant in comparison to eternity, it is not unimportant. Amen. You see, notice tomorrow evening, step outside your house and look at the sunset and watch how quickly that sun sinks below the horizon, and realize your life is sinking below the horizon. Quicker than that. It's soon gone. It's soon passed. Amen. Oh God, help me. While you are living your life, you must make decisions that determine your destiny. Young folks, you either accept Jesus Christ and you go to heaven, or you reject him and you go to hell. For the Bible said, and all liars, they shall have their part in the lake of fire. Amen. You see, amen, we must be careful in the words we say. We must be careful in the deeds we do. We must be careful in the actions we commit. It's not daddy or mama that we ought to be so worried about. Amen. But there is an eye that sees. He looks from on high. He looks down into this earth. He sees every sparrow that falls, and he knows every child on the earth by name. He knows every adult by name. Amen. He knows where you are. Amen. We must instill inside of us a godly fear that propels us to living right. And can I tell you again, hurry. You're running out of time. Don't be late. Amen. Don't be late. Amen. I don't like to be late at all. Amen. When I get to church, I'm here most of the time, about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours early. I like to come in. I like to read my Bible some. I like to pray a little while. I like to get my mind on the Lord. Amen. I don't like to be late. Amen. But God help me. Amen. You're not going to be 1 minute early for judgment, and you won't be 1 minute late for it. Amen. You will be there exactly on time. When the last grain of sand has poured from the present and into the future, when the last breath has been breathed, then you will draw your next breath in eternity. We are reminded now of the sinner's dream. In the sinner's dream, he saw himself. He was clinging to a rope. He was suspended out over a river. He had ventured out on the rope to escape the jaws of a tiger. But looking down, he clings desperately to the rope. On the bank, he sees a tiger. Below him, there's a crocodile. Just below, waiting on him to fall. Amen. And he clings desperately. And there, gnawing upon the rope, just above his head, was a rat. You see now, picture this. The tiger is his past, which pursues him. The rope is his present situation, and it represents a temporary reprieve. The crocodile stands for his future, and the rat was time, gnawing at his life. Hear me, beloved. Amen. There's a rat called time. He's a gnawing at the rope of life. Amen. Before long, the rope of time, it will break, and then we will sink into the future. Amen. You know it. If we have served God, we will not sink into the abyss of eternal sorrow. But when the rope of time has been severed, amen, then the grace and the Holy Ghost of God will rapture our souls from this life and rapture it into the life of eternity. Amen. If you have served God, oh God, help me preach. You are born with an hourglass suspended above your head. You cannot sin, but day by day and breath by breath, that hourglass of time is quickly passing through. Oh God, you can't control it. You can't slow it down. You can't stop it. You can never regain the sands. You might feel young. You might feel strong. You might even think you've got plenty of time. But according to the psalm writer, he said, my days are a handbreadth. An average of 4 inches is what the psalm writer said. It's not very big. And our days are soon gone. They're soon passed away. There are 8 deaths, amen, per 1,000 population. 55.3 million people die each year. 151,000 people die each day. 6,300 people die each hour. 105 people die each minute. And nearly 2 people have died each second. You hear me? Amen. We are going to die. Amen. You don't have to be in despair about it. You can make your future plans to spend eternity in heaven forever. Amen. But if you die lost without God, you'll spend eternity, amen, in hell forever, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. The psalm writer said, let me know the measure of my days that I may know how frail I am. He said, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Oh, we're running out of time. Amen, Brother David. They always tell us we might as well admit it. They make sure we don't forget it. We're still young. Amen. They always tell us. Amen. But you see, even though we might still be young, even though we might still be strong in our youth, amen, see, time is passing us by. Amen. Time is quickly getting away from us. The things that we are going to do, we must do them now. We must not wait. Oh, God, help me preach. Amen. There is one thing that is certain, and that is death. Unless rapture and Jesus takes us away. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. You cannot wait until tomorrow to get saved. It's the biggest lie the devil ever told you, is that you can get saved tomorrow. Amen. That's not true, because now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. Because as long as the devil can keep you convinced that you can get saved tomorrow, all the peril and the danger of procrastination, amen, don't put off, amen, what you can do right now until tomorrow. I need to encourage from the eldest to the younger to make your calling and election sure. Oh, God, help me. Amen. Oh, you cannot wait. You are running, but you're running at a time. In Revelations 10:5, there was an angel that stood on the sea, and he lifted up his hand to heaven, and he swore by him that liveth forever and ever, by God who created heaven and the things that therein, and the earth and the things that are therein, there should be time no longer. Amen. Oh my. Right now you have time. But the day is coming when there will be no time. I've said it before, but there is no way for us to explain how long eternity is going to be, because everything we do on this earth is based on time. Amen. If a bird flew to the west coast of the United States and he picked up one grain of sand and he flew all the way to the east coast and there he dropped that grain of sand and flew all the way back and did it again, eternity has not yet begun, because eternity has no end and it has no beginning. If a dove flew over the Eiffel Tower and every time he flew by, his wing brushed the tip of the Eiffel Tower and he flew all the way around the world and passed the Eiffel Tower again, when that dove's wing had worn the Eiffel Tower down to just its foundation, eternity has not yet begun. Hear me now. Eternity is forever. Amen. There is no end to it, and there is no beginning. You watch this while I take my knife and while I make a small hole on the back of the wall. Amen. Now, can you see the hole on that wall? Amen. No. Imagine the wall is eternity. Amen. I put it there. I don't even know where it's at now. You see, the wall is eternity. And that little tiny speck is time in comparison to the vast realm of eternity. Beloved, amen, if you go to hell and you've been there for a billion years, eternity has not begun. You still got another billion to go. And that don't even describe it. Because if I said you've got a billion years to spend in hell, that would mean there was time there. And that would mean there's hope that one day you get out. But there's no time in hell. There's no time in eternity. Amen. Oh God. Amen. Time is passing us by. Amen. Quickly. They go, especially around Christmas and in the holiday season. People are so frantic. They're driving so crazily here and there, making fools of themselves, rushing about, doing this, doing that. Amen. Oh, listen. I wish they would be so concerned about their soul. But that day is coming when that angel, when he steps out, listen, young people, when he puts one foot here and one foot here, and he raises his hand and he says, time has now come to an end. No one will ever again have an opportunity to be saved. Another sermon will never be preached. There'll never be another altar call given. Amen. When you have passed from the present into eternity, amen, there will never be another song, there will never be another time when God gets to working on you. Amen. Oh, now no chastening, for the moment is pleasant, amen, but when the chastening is over, amen, it makes us better than we were in the beginning. Hear me. Sometimes, amen, the word of God comes close to where we are, and it cuts on us, it prunes on us, but it's all helping us make future plans, because the Bible said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, then where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Nobody's going to get to heaven with any extra baggage, and nobody's going to get to heaven with things clinging here and there. Amen. You're going to have to live it right. Amen. amen, so we can go to heaven together. Amen. I want to go spend eternity in the place where Jesus himself wipes every tear from our eyes. Amen. Spend eternity in the place, a place called heaven, where they have no need of the light because the Lamb is the light. Amen. I believe I'm going to spend eternity with a ransom on the street of gold and the gates of pearl and the walls of jasper, and the angels will step back and have to listen to me sing the song of the redeemed. Amen. Time is quickly passing us by. Sister Debbie, if you come to the piano. How much time do we have left? Isn't that the question that people want to know? Talk to them about eternity. And Brother Danny, they want to know, well, how much time do we have? I don't know that. God does. We've been here now some 20-something minutes probably. Quickly, 28 minutes probably. Sands been passing through. Life has been passing us by. Amen. We hold our future. We hold our present. What are we doing with it? Amen. It's passing by. It's soon to be out of our grip and out of our control. Time is slipping by us. And Ecclesiastes said, unto everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. Watch now, if you can see it. Watch. This is your life. And imagine with me the last breath is nearly there. How much time do you have to get saved? How much time do you have to do right? It's going quickly. It's passing. I've not been preaching that long. But time. In just a few minutes, Brother Harley, this service will be past. It'll be history. It's almost gone. And I'm not here preaching that someone's about to die tonight. That's not what I'm preaching. But I want us to be very well aware of the present, so that we can spend eternity in the presence of God. Let's all stand tonight. I'm getting ready to call us in, but I want us to watch before we come. It's almost gone. Quickly. For what is your life? It's but a vapor. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. It's almost over. It's almost through. The final grain is about to pass from the present into eternity. A few seconds left. It's almost over. I know this is different. It's over. 30 minutes gone. Passed. You can't take this and put it back here. It's too late. There's people in hell tonight that wish they could take their hourglass and restart time. But their time will never be restarted. It's over. It's behind them. It's gone. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. No, again, this is rather different, especially for having a visitor here tonight. But I felt a few weeks ago, some of you seen when I brought the hourglass into the office, I felt the Lord begin to work, deal with my heart on this. Today, this is what I felt like telling us. Hurry, you're running out of time. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Listen to me, young people. Listen to me, church. How much time do you have left? How is it with your soul? I'm just asking you, if you drew a last breath, would you go to heaven? Is your life pleasing? Is your life satisfactory to God? That's who we need to be concerned about. God. We can all go to heaven together. We can spend eternity in heaven at the river of life, fellowship one with another, worshiping God, casting our crowns down at His feet. Or we could spend eternity biting, gnashing, screaming, ripping, tearing. In hell, children gnash upon their flesh of their own mother. Wives gnash upon their own husbands. They scream. In hell, sinners say, if I could just turn back time, if I could restart my life, I'd do it, but they can't. I'm glad we can spend eternity in heaven. Come on, everyone can, will come. Let's make an altar. Let's spend a little bit of time praying. It's passing by. It's soon gone.